Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Was my childhood happier than most? I think in a lot of ways I was really lucky. My parents did whatever they could to make it feel like everything was fine.
So Snoop, you know, very famously in Rolling 20s, for a while I wanted to join the gang because they said Snoop is at all the parties. If you want to know the type of person I am, I will make large decisions based on like small perks. Do you want me to pick the one that I think will be funny, or the one that I think will be wholesome?
The dealer's choice.
Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Well, man, was this the funny one?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Iffy, this is where it's going to get dope. Final step of this is to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
Okay.
Guten Tag, gamers. It's me, Damien Haas. You know, from Smosh. If you listen to the Smoshcast, you'll know that a few weeks ago, Shane had a podcast called Finding My New Best Friend with Jackie. Both of them are wonderful people. I wish them both the best, but it kind of leaves me in the lurch here. I no longer have a best friend. He's made his decision, and that's okay. So today, I'm going to be interviewing to fill the position, and I think we've got a pretty solid candidate. Bring in the next person. I think it says, but there's a dumb bit. Iffy and Wide Away.
It is I. Yes.
With his catchphrase, it is I.
It is I.
How you doing, man?
Good. And yourself, how you feeling?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Oh.
If y'all don't know Iffy, he's been hanging out with Smosh Games for a bit, but we were friends before that.
We
knew each other through mutual friendos and saw each other at events and such.
Yeah, the bond was strong.
The bond was strong.
Someone say, something's brewing.
Hey.
Something's brewing.
Hey, that's a strong start. So Iffy, what we're going to be doing today is I want to cut the bull crap. I don't want all that fluff conversation. We're going to be doing the 36 questions to fall in love, adjusted for best friendsmanship. We're going to be cycling through those. I'm going to be taking out all the questions that are hard or that I just don't feel like doing.
Okay.
We're just going to become best friends today.
All right. And I do want to put it out there. I am open to falling in love as well.
That's fair. I'm not.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, just know for me the door's like
that's
you,
okay.
You ever been in those hotels where like it has the room to the other room and so you have to open yeah. your door and they have so mine is open.
You unlock so yours you so, choose, so you feel like you could get a, yeah. maybe a secret roommate some point.
Yeah, if you're you know sitting on that bed eating Cheetos,
you know,
and,
I am,
you know, looking at that door wondering what's on the other side, just know if you open it, mine's will be open.
Dude, you just reminded me of something. Because I'm going to immediately sidetrack us. When I was in Japan, you know, in the before times, in the long, long ago, when we didn't have to wear masks, obviously the sights, the food's wonderful. But some of my favorite experiences were sitting in a hotel room with the bag of snacks that I had just gotten from 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, Japanese Cheetos.
Ooh.
Best thing I've ever tasted.
Okay.
They're sweet and they're pungent and they're amazing.
Oh, man, I'm in. Yeah, no, I have one of the viewers from my Twitch sent me a huge care package of all Japanese snacks.
Nani.
And yeah, I ran through all the ramen because he was like, what do you like? And I was like, well, I love Japanese curry because Japanese curry is my favorite curry.
I've got a couple boxes in my.
They don't just have boxes, but just like instant ramen noodles, they'll have instant like curry no. and rice. Yeah. So he sent me like three great. Different ones. And yeah, you just add hot water, let it sit for so 5 minutes and you stir it and you have like, oh man, I just realized I have a friend sending me something from Japan. And I should have asked for something more.
No, it's, yeah. I mean, that's okay. If they ever do it again, let me know and yeah. I will I'll steal from you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get you in on the order because I have two buddies in Japan now. Nice. And so they know I'm a weeb. And so all their like anime toys are way cheaper out yes. there than here. So I was asking, I started watching Hunter Hunter and I was like, if you see any Hunter stuff, so let me know. And so he's sending me a Gon and Killua
awesome.
Figure and they're great.
Do you do the like the band Presto figures? The like
oh,
the, normally, the crane game ones basically?
Oh yeah all of those yeah. are great. But these ones were like pretty huge. It was like 50 each. So I'm like, I don't know how big they are for scale, but I imagine they're pretty good.
Yeah, finding those in I remember being in Japan and like buying up a bunch of those and being like, I gotta get like I'm bringing a second suitcase home. I yeah. gotta bring home everything. And then when I got home just for fun, there was like one I didn't find. So I looked on Amazon and it's like $30 free shipping. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh cool. Like some of them, yes, way cheaper yeah. in Japan. Can't get them here. But I was just like, I feel silly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many things you do have to shop around. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm a big Robo guy. Mm. So, and there's a
series. You mean like Gundam and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Gundam, okay. Big O, you know, anything by Studio Trigger because they love. They
sure. That's the Gurren Lagann one, right?
Yeah, Gurren yeah. Lagann, Kill a Kill.
DNA,
nice, all them, nice. Promare, that movie. That's right. So, but I feel like their goal is how can we sneak a mech in this story?
Yeah, totally. Because
that was Promare. They're like, what if firefighters had mechs?
because they need them, obviously. Exactly.
So I'm waiting for that figure, but I did pre-order a alloy like Gurren Lagann figure and
that's cool.
That's coming out in March and those every time I get the alloy ones they're a little much of a pretty penny because they're usually big. Like I have a Soul of Chogokin Big O that's about this big.
Oh, wow.
Alloy. You can raise it up so the missiles come out.
That's super and cool.
I had to get that off of eBay.
I've never been a robot guy, but like seeing the collectibles with that, I've always been like, maybe I could. Maybe yeah. I am this person. I don't know.
I mean, you can dip your toes in Gundams because you can get a couple of them for cheap and you build it. It's fun. It's a fun quarantine
activity. See, that's my fear. I don't think I'd be good at building it.
Really?
I think as a kid, I tried to do like a model airplane one time and it just failed miserably into a pile of glue and, yeah. and broken promises.
Well, that's why Gundams rock because okay. they're made to be built without any glue. So oh. they're all snapped together parts.
That's cool.
So, and they use like plastics and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then they have different levels. So you start off at HG, which is just the high grade kits.
Home and Garden TV.
Yeah, yeah. Home yeah. and Garden TV yeah. grade. And then you go to MG, you know, 8-ball
Metal
and
Gear.
MJG.
Metal Gear fires nukes. Yeah.
And then there's like perfect grade and it gets just wilder from that.
I do get a lot of TikToks yeah. suggested to me about those. Like what's weird is I've never looked into the Gundam toys whatsoever.
Yeah.
And when you were saying that there's like HG and then MG and then perfect grade, I knew that.
Yeah.
Because people just explain it on TikTok, yeah, TikTok unprovoked.
They're trying to let you know.
Iffy, I've got a bunch of questions for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to get to know you. I say we can just probably spend like a few minutes on this and like trade the same question back and forth. Okay. I'll offer it to you and then
yeah, and I'll tennis offer it back.
All right, Iffy. So this is from set one. These are the more chill questions. All right. Given the chance of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Oh, anyone in the world, is it living or dead?
A dead person at your table would be disgusting. It'd be that very
is
stinky.
That is true.
Let's stick with
living. Okay.
Well, if that's that. Okay. I mean, yeah, yeah. We don't have to put that.
No, no.
I just wanted to make my dumb joke.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to have to live with it because now that's the stipulation. And I agree. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean, this is a hard one because, you know, there's the people that you want to kind of pick their brain and talk to them. But mm-hmm. then it's also like a dinner. So you want to have a good time where you can kind of recollect, interesting. Reminisce. So I'd probably choose Kendrick Lamar because.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we both, you know, we're both Compton boys. And he used to play basketball with my cousin in high school.
Really?
Centennial. Yeah. So because of that and because of that connection, that we can ease into conversation by having something relatable that we both know. My cousin, and then we'll have a open conversation. And he's a little disarmed because, you know, he's like, okay, I don't feel bad about magically appearing at this dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, see, what's interesting, and like that actually did tell me a lot about you, not just because you picked Kendrick, but like the fact that you thought about the fact that it's a dinner, not just like you're getting to meet this person, you're like, well, we're going to be eating a meal. Yeah. And the fact that you didn't magically be like, we're going to be best friends. It was like, we should have something in common first.
Yeah.
That sounds like that could actually happen.
Yeah.
Because your cousin knows. Yeah. Kendrick.
I mean, he played with him in high school. We are.
They're best friends.
Yeah. He's like, who? Oh, I kind of remember that. All right, let's.
I didn't like that dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, me either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, take that if he's all cousin.
Right. Who would you sit at the dinner table?
We actually talked about this the other day on the Smosh stream. There's two celebrities that I want to meet more than anyone. My runner-up is Snoop because he just seems real neat and I've always wanted to meet him. But then Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan is my answer.
Yeah, so here's a fun fact growing up in LA.
Do you know Jackie Chan?
No. This is about your runner up Snoop. So Snoop, you know, very famously in Rolling 20s, that's the gang he's from.
Yes, and he murdered a man.
Yeah, And then for a while I wanted to join the gang because they said Snoop is at all the parties. So
no way.
Yeah, that's if you want to know the type of person I am, I will make large decisions based on like small perks.
I usually make decisions throughout my day regarding whether or not Snoop is going to be at a location. So
yeah, I was gonna join a whole ass gang just so I can meet Snoop Dogg.
Damn.
I don't know what my exit strategy was, if I was just going to be like, all right, guys.
I'm all done with gang now.
Yeah, you know, I think the gang life isn't for me.
Who do I see about transferring my 401k?
Yeah, yeah. You know, who's doing this?
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I got to know you way better through that.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. All right.
Hold up now, Damien. You never elaborated why Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Oh, because Jackie Chan's awesome. No, he was one of the first instances I saw that combined incredible athletic talent and ability with comedy. His action is impressive, but it'll also make you laugh. Oh, he's doing both seamlessly, and he's also a very like unproblematic celebrity. So he just seems like a really cool guy. And he's just someone I've been a fan of since I was a kid. And it's not like I've seen all his movies. Like, no, but I just, every time I see him, I'm like, all right, Jackie Chan's here, you know?
Are you aware that he sings the Cantonese and Mandarin version of I'll Make a Man Out of You?
No.
Yeah. So for Mulan, I'll Make a Man of You is Jackie Chan who sings the Cantonese and Mandarin versions
what?
Of the song.
He can sing?
Yeah. He's trained. He's a singer.
Oh, my God. What a person.
Yeah.
What a person.
Love me some Jackie Chan, too. So I'm
a very hard worker as well. Goodness gracious.
So is Snoop. Snoop's been, when you think about how long Snoop's been in the game, you're like, you've been in it a while.
He's 1,000 years old.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he's only, I think, 50 last I checked.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's going to be pickled from all that weed.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's keeping him healthy.
Snoop Dogg is 48 years old.
No.
Are you goddamn kidding
Almost
me?
50.
Almost 48 50. Years old?
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, like, he was the kind of celebrity where, like, if you told me he was 48, it's like, okay. Also, if you told me he was 70, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's just got that range.
He's eternal. Like, Snoop Dogg in his current form has looked the same for so long, and I think he will continue to do so. But it just is a reminder that, like, yeah, they were all kids when they started rapping. Like, Dre, N.W.A., Snoop. Like, they were just kids, so they've just been in the game so long.
I've always been a really big fan, so I do want to meet him.
That's fact.
All right, Iffy, let's move on to the next question. If you were able to live to the ripe old age of 90 and for the last 60 years of your life, so 30 to 90, retain either the mind of a 30-year-old or the body of a 30-year-old, which would you want?
Oh, body every day.
Body?
Yeah, because I'm considering, as we're talking about my body at 30, and my body 2 years ago was at its prime. You know, I'm getting back to it. You know, obviously we had to stay inside, and I finally
found. The quarantine is tough.
Oh, yeah. Well, I finally found like this social distance gym because it was kind of a boutique gym to begin with. And so they only have a certain amount of people who can train in 2 hour blocks. And
oh, that's awesome.
Tape off everything so you're like 6 feet apart.
Please give me the details.
And so I've been back at it. I've went in the second time. I think my body's going to break apart though because it's
nice.
I'm back to powerlifting from just kind of doing what I can with the weights, but
no easing back in. Ready, set, go.
Yeah. I mean, I had to like lower the weight so I don't truly like be sore, but it feels good to be back. And I was just talking about this with someone. It feels good to be active. active around people, even though we're all distant and wearing masks and everything, just being active in a communal kind of space is great. Also, I've always been pro lifting outdoors. I think
really
there's just something about lifting weights outside that just seems so much more intense. Like,
I think if we didn't live in Los Angeles, I'd be down for that. But like every time you breathe, you're like swimming through City Punch, and I'm like, I can't.
Oh yeah, I can't do this. But look, if you go to Muscle Beach, or actually preferably just go to the Venice Golds, they have that outdoor space, and there's just something about just taking in fresh air. Maybe it's just because people stank in the gym. Maybe that's
why. Also true.
Yeah, maybe that's what I want to go outside.
Well, bleep out the name so nobody doxes me, please. But the is the most well ventilated gym I've ever been to, and it is just marvelous and bone cheap.
Yeah,
So I miss
that. That's the trade off. Is this place? They know that it's of quality. So it's about $100 a month.
Sure.
Which is like, for my old gym, I was paying $45. So it's an upcharge, but honestly, worth it.
Worth it. Yeah, and in current times, like, you got to do what you got
to
do.
It's like, also, like, to not to sound like a meathead, but if you couldn't guess, I am a meathead. It's like a serious one. So like they're like, okay, when they're giving me the tour, they're like, all right, here's all the bars. The bars with the black strap, that's only for deadlifting. That bar, that one's for squats specifically because it's longer. So like you had specific
bars.
And then they have these wood blocks specifically for recording yourself while you work out. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, this is funny. My gym.
They want the fitness vloggers. I mean, hey, way to adapt.
Yeah,
I love it. That's fantastic. I'm down a couple pounds this week because I let myself go during quarantine.
Me too.
It just
happens.
But I'm down a couple pounds now. What I've been doing, and to get that social aspect, is I've been doing Ring Fit Adventure, but I've been doing it in my room with my two cats and trying not to step on them. And I'm like, this is socializing.
It's great. Because you got to move out the way. You're like, oh, excuse me. Like,
girls, come on.
Yeah.
I also just bought a weight bench for my house, which is nice.
Those are good. Those are good. Yeah. Now, nature is healing and weights are getting accessible again.
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone is going to be able to do it from home because the adjustable dumbbells are in stock. The only thing is, like, I'm trying to hit 4 or 5 wheels again.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 wheels for the non-meatheads means 45.
Those 45 pound ones on the sides.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to lift big, mostly because of Natasha Augie on Instagram. You've been inspiring me to get in there.
Shout out to Natasha Augie.
Yeah, shout out to you. Hope you're watching Smosh and you hear this. You know, I see you watching Hunter x Hunter 2. I'll give you one of my figures. Just wanted to put that out there. What about you?
Yeah, I've also been inspired by Natasha. No, I actually don't know Natasha. I would say probably body, because I don't know. I think the mind still has so much growing to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay mentally here forever. I don't know. I want to age naturally there, but I've already experienced things with the body where I'm like, oh man, my knee kind of sucks right now. That's too bad. Like, shouldn't have done all that jumping and martial arts as a kid, landing really hard on those knees. And so, I want to continue learning and getting wiser. Like, this is not my mental peak. I think I'll get better.
100%. I agree with you on that one. That's the other side of it. I think I focused on the body and forgot about the mind.
No, that's fair.
30-year-old things, which is why I need to...
I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. I am a huge proponent of, like, all of the conversation, especially because that is kind of one of the things I've been liking about traveling and, and also doing what we do. We travel, go to cons, meet so many people, have conversations, podcasts, and I feel like I learn so much just from those conversations and interactions that I think that question's almost a gimme. Like, I'm very curious to the person who wants the 30-year-old mind.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features.
Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It sounds like it's formulated in a way that is attempting to be like, what is more important to you, mind or body? Yeah. But it sounds like the people who actually do have more of a focus on the mind answer body.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, I've got more stuff to do. I'm not done. Yeah. Whereas body, it's like, oh, those were the days.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
So that's interesting to me. Mm, yeah.
Very interesting.
Once again, we're in agreement.
Yes.
Do you want to, I'll let you pick one of these set one questions to ask me first, if that's cool.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
We're swapping it up. I've gone rogue, ooh. Kevin. I'm a renegade.
Okay. Okay, there's one that's going to be funny, and then there's one that's going to be wholesome.
Oh.
So I'll let you decide. Do you want me to pick the one that I think will be funny or the one that I think will be wholesome?
The dealer's choice.
All right.
And I also reserve the right to be like, no, we're going to cut that out. It's like, what's the saddest thing that happened to you in your childhood? I'm like,
do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Secret hunch about how I'll die. Man, was this the funny one?
Yeah.
Do I have a secret hunch? I've thought about mortality and stuff like that, but I feel like it could just be something random and stupid.
Yeah.
Like I go into a surgery and for some reason they're like, the anesthesia just woke up in the middle and we had to kill him because it was weird.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the hunch about dying. I would love for it to be of ripe old age.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't see anything being more likely than anything else.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like a smoker and I'm like, oh yeah, lung cancer, like for sure, you know. Iffy, do you know how you'll die?
Yeah. My top three, I have a top three list.
Damn, dude.
You know, Number one.
Number one.
Number one, the police. Number two, my house is on fire while I'm playing VR games and I don't notice.
Okay, that is funny.
Yeah, and number three, probably some type of organ failure from all the weird like fitness drugs that I've done. Not steroids. I feel like when you say drugs, it sounds
like, right.
But there's so many like over-the-counter fitness things that I'm like, this can't possibly be good.
Yeah, they're like we mix BCAAs with creatine and then ocelot tummy. And you're like, ocelot tummy, why would you do that?
Well, also it's like it's crazy when like my doctor will tell me something and I'll know why. And I was like, no, I don't need to do this. Like I remember one time they were like, oh man, your kidney, the creatine levels are high. We want you to see a kidney doctor. I was like, no, I'm taking creatine.
Oh no.
Like that's why it's high, because I'm not drinking enough water while I'm taking creatine. Thanks for letting me know. Now I'll drink enough water, but that is why
you're
this
not
is
supposed
happening.
To be able to chew the creatine powder like gum.
Yeah, yeah. Just
like make it in a little bolus.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I shouldn't know why my body was like, I shouldn't have an answer. Like usually your doctor tells you what's wrong and you're like, oh, what am I doing wrong? Like, oh yeah, no, I know. Yeah, no, that's me. That's all me.
You've got high blood pressure. No, I drink salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get vascularity.
I don't want to take, what was it? What's the
L-arginine?
That's the one. That's the spice.
Yeah, there used to be... We're going to get into meatheads and when you realize how wild meatheads are, because like there are like pre-workout powders I used to take that were discontinued for one reason or another. FDA finally was like, nah, you gotta stop that. And you'll just go on like these forums and people are like, yeah, those were the days. Super Pump 250 was the pre-workout. Yeah. Like I'd say, I remember 2008, 2010, like around then, it was all about Super Pump. And it was because your forearms would look so so solid. No, it was tight.
It's like Craig always used to take that. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Pour one out for Craig. Yeah. Like, you can't.
It used to be the Wild West back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I had a guy come up to me in the gym. One time I was working out and he comes up and has two giant green pills. He's like, you want some Hulk pills?
He's like, bend over.
Also, I'm thinking, and I would love now in my age to be like, oh, I would say no, but no. You tell me these are Hulk pills?
Oh, no, I said yes.
I would pop them immediately. I was like,
you get halfway through the word pill.
Yeah. You don't name something after a superhero and don't think I'm about to put it in my body.
So, Damien, question I have then. So, if you gave some pretty good examples like House on Firewall in VR, what would be the most badass way you'd want to go?
Ooh.
Give me that one.
Oh, okay. Turns out Kingdom Hearts, it's a documentary. And so one day I'm just chilling in my home, but then I wake up in the middle of the night and I hear like the dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh, where is everyone? Darkness and light. And then I go outside and like there's all these like little critters and I'm like, uh-oh, these aren't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And then I fall down into darkness and I'm like, whoa, this is spooky. And then the Keyblade is like, hey, I'm choosing you. And I'm like, that's pretty neat. Right. And so I'm the Keyblade's chosen and I have to fight off these little things. But then I remember I'm not taking care of myself very well. I'm not very flexible. So they immediately swarm me and pull me down into the darkness. And I'm like, no. And then it's game over.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's a funny concept that I'm putting in the ideas box, but like,
thanks, man.
A chosen one who just isn't in shape.
Just is not ready at all.
You think about it. It's like, you're the chosen one and it's never based on physical attributes. It's like, oh no, you're pure of heart.
You've just got main character vibes. Yeah.
Everyone who's pure of heart doesn't necessarily have a like 2 second 40. You know,
that's true.
Yeah, you could be pure of heart and you're just not taking care of yourself physically.
That's the sad thing. Where like, if that did happen, it'd be like, I'm not gonna be the guy. Yeah. I'm gonna be the NPC that's just like, how can I help you today?
Yeah.
Thank you. Come again. And that's like, at best, I run the accessory shop.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be one of the weirdos in the gym in Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. Who are not actually using their strength or anything. They're just like, how many squats can you do?
And I was like, yo, there is a worldwide crisis going on. It's like, I'm just in there boxing.
You can buy rocks that let you do literal magic. Don't you want to do that?
Nah. Nope. Squats.
It is a funny dynamic though, because I'm not that now, but I used to be very much an exercise fitness guy and also a nerd, and which I currently am now. Yeah. But it's a very specific combination. But we have three in this room.
Oh yeah.
You, me, and Kevin. We feel that vibe.
Well, it feeds into each other. I mean, that's how I got serious about working out. Was the moment I realized that I can look at my gains in the gym as leveling up.
Oh,
It was a wrap. I was just as hooked to working out as I was. Wow. Because that's how I view it now. It's like, oh, I'm leveling up. And I was like, and you know, my body in quarantine is like when you play Counter-Strike Go and you don't do ranked for a while. So you D-rank and you have to rank back up.
I feel that very much. No, I used to listen to video game music when I exercised as a teenager. Like I come from a fitness family. My dad was a bodybuilder. My mom taught aerobics. And so like I was not super in shape. I just didn't get those genes necessarily, but I still tried really hard. So like the thing that motivated me was like downloading the Final Fantasy VII soundtrack while I'm running and being like, all right, now I'm hyped for this. And you know, these characters can do this thing. Why can't I? You know, it's so, oh goodness. I guess it does feed into each other.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, that we kind of just covered that question. Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, we're knocking out questions we didn't even know was there. That's the bond. It's strong.
Let's go over to step two.
Ooh.
I think it's time to step this relationship questions up.
Okay.
You guys are vibing really well. Yeah. So
thank you. Wow. Very strong front runner in this interview process.
The vibes, they're right.
What do you value most in a friendship?
Ooh.
That's set to, see, it's more serious.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. What do you value most in a friendship? Honesty and open-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people who have their friend groups and they never get to do things that they really want to do because they feel like their friends aren't into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to have any friends like that. I don't mind if you're not into what I have, but if you just kind of immediately dismiss it, that's just never fun. It doesn't because I think the best friend groups are when you have they're like webs, because you have like your friend group and then they have the friend groups for the other things, but then they might toss something your way and get you into it. Like you, and you might not know if you like it or not. Like,
sure.
I think that's how you get stuck in that rut. Like I know family members, or like my sister would have a friend group, and it just seemed like they would always do the same thing. And she would always complain that like whenever she'd want to do something, you know, different or like extravagant or go, you know, to a better bar or something than the one that they usually go to, they would always like shoot it down and be like, oh, this, and no, you trying to be bougie. And I was like, yeah, that's the open-minded. Like,
so there's a little judgment there.
Yeah. And you don't have that open-mindedness to have new experiences where like, you know, or like you're just like, man, I want to try camping. And then like your friends are like, all right, yeah, let's do it. Let's try it.
That's
you
cool.
Know? I feel like without that open-mindedness, you don't have the experiences. But then I also think it's harder for them to help you with, maybe if you want to open up to them about like issues or something you're going
through.
And then they, like
if you can't be here for me when I want to try a different bar, how are you going to be here for me? Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm going through something that might be out of your scope.
Sure.
You know?
I think that's a pretty relatable answer. Yeah. I think mine would sort of dip into that. It would be acceptance and like honest support. You know, you take my former best friend, Shane. I feel like I can always be who I am around Shane, and it's very comfortable. You know, I can be in a bad mood, I can be in a good mood, I can be just jumping off the walls insane, and it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you see that friend in whatever capacity they're in, and they can be there for you through that, whether it's easy, whether it's hard or whatever. And then what I mean about the support is like always agreeing with someone or telling them what they want to hear is not being a good friend. And I've had conversations with people in the past where they've been like, you know, I've been honest, and they've been like, you know, you never support me. And I'm like, well, I disagree. I think I'm doing that right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you get in a bad situation. And so I'm not immediately agreeing with you. But, you know, again, former best friend Shane, he'll take me aside and be like, hey, you seem like you've been having a rough week. Like, you know, what's going on? It's been a little, you know, off. So I always appreciate that.
I think that is a very important distinction, too, because I think there are so many people who are built around people who just agree with everything they do, never challenge them, never, you know, even if, and you know, some people might be listening to us and was like, well, you know, I hate confrontation, or that's scary. Well,
no, but one sometimes likes confrontation.
It's just simply repeating what they gave you back to them. Because sometimes it really makes you listen to it differently when you hear your words said back to you in a question.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So that's a tip. That's a friendship tip. Friendship tip.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And I think the last thing I would look for is like, so an example is I'm built very different. Like, you want to try a bunch of new things. I want to try a bunch of new things too, but I sort of have to be in like the mood for it.
Oh yeah.
Where like, I'm very introverted in like my space. So the other night on Twitter, you just messaged me the scariest question that can ever be messaged to someone like me. It's not like, hey, are you busy? Like, or hey, I've got this thing. Would you like to join? You asked, what are you up to right now? And I'm like, do I make it sound like I'm as busy as possible so that if I cancel my thing to do his thing, I'm a hero? And if not, I have a built-in excuse. So I was just like, nothing, just playing my games before bed. And you're just like, do you want to hop on this thing? We're doing a thing. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. Yeah. But like, it's scary. I'm like, what? Do you need help moving right now? Like, what are you about to ask me?
I know,
I
know. I'm notorious for that, too. Oh, I'm notorious. You know. I love like, what are you up right now? What's good? What's
that's
good?
Negative points. If
yeah.
Say I want for me, I want to play this game right now.
Yeah.
Are you up? Like okay. That.
I think that's a good tip. Okay. You know, being four. I think both friendshiply and romantically.
Yes.
Like here's why I'm texting you at 2 a.m. I don't know. It is funny because I am also someone who loves like getting to the point. But when it's me, I'm like, all right, you around?
Yeah.
Because also I don't take it personal if someone just never replies. And that's kind of what it does, where it's like, you're around, reply if you want to chat. And if not, I won't, because I know some people do. They're like, I contacted you and you didn't say anything with me. I'm like, oh, it's all right.
I have a couple friends that like most of our conversations are me apologizing for not responding for like a long time.
Yeah.
I had a friend like not too long ago who I invited to, actually, no, it was my last birthday party. And I hit him up. I was like, hey, you want to come? And like, there was no like real response. And I was like, hey, just a reminder, it's tonight. And he was like, well, I was kind of mad at you for not, you know, responding to me last time. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know.
That's so
I didn't
petty.
Even know we were fighting.
Yeah.
But we're built differently, right? Yeah. Like he's somebody that very much values that communication. For me, it's more casual. And so like I got it, you know, it's not who I am, but I understood. So
I know, but that's a twofer for me, because one, my first thing is I don't mind however long you take. I just always assume that you're busy. I never assume that you just have to immediately do it. And the second thing is, if I have a problem, I try and confront it as soon as possible. Like
I'm the same way. I don't like sitting on it.
I wouldn't wait till you hit me up and then be like, oh, this. I'd be like, hey, man, I hit you up. This is kind of important, you know?
That's something I've had to learn too, because I very much want to fix things right away. And so I'm very much like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just noticed I did this. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? But I've had to learn like sometimes people need a minute to be mad and they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
And I just have to like accept. I'm like, they're not going to hate you forever. I know it sucks feeling like it's sitting there.
Yeah.
But like, maybe you just got to walk away and then you'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know?
You can just be like me and be completely aloof. And by the time they calm down, you're back.
You're like, hey, yeah.
I was like, oh, it was day. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot I made you mad. My bad.
I'll let you pick a set two question.
Set two, okay.
Set Nummer zwei.
I'm trying to see. These are all pretty deep.
These are spicy.
Yeah.
And these also, you reserve the right to not. I mean, if you're not feeling it,
I'm open.
Okay.
I'm just trying not to put you on a spot. With me, I'm an open book.
Do what you will. And then if there's an issue, I'll say like, hey, maybe let's swap it over.
Okay. Wrong. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
How close and warm is my family? It's not as close as it was, but not through lack of, you know, desire to be so. My dad passed when I was 19. And I'd say we were very close before then. We loved each other a lot, but there was a lot of like very difficult specific circumstances that we had as well. Sort of rocked the family and made things hard for like a long time. So I got, you know, my dad was always my best friend, but I got really close with my mom while we were dealing with all that, you know, difficult stuff, even before my dad passed. And, you know, when he passed when I was starting my second year of college out here. So my mom ended up having to sort of like pack up the family home by herself or what she could. We abandoned it because we owed more than it was like worth. And she decided to move out to California, but my sister stayed back in Georgia. She's older. So we're all kind of like spread out now. An extended family, you know, a lot of them have passed away that I've been close with. So it's, you know, my sister and I can't talk as much as we'd like because we're both just busy full-time adults with a 3-hour time difference. She's married and has a whole life there too. And my mom and I can't really see each other right now because of COVID. So like, I love my family so much, but we don't have the ability right now to be a very tight-knit unit. And then on top of that, was my childhood happier than most? I think in a lot of ways, yeah. I think in a lot of ways I was really lucky. I think my parents did whatever they could to make it feel like everything was fine for me and made me feel taken care of. But I, you know, you can still tell and see when things are rough. But I was always grateful for that. But I think I had a lot of like weird, specific, unique circumstances that made it a little tougher than probably the average childhood. So yeah, I don't know. I'm being vague as hell, but kind of have to.
Do that.
Yeah. How about you, Iffy? Are you close and warm with your family? Oh, but one more thing before we move on. There is so much love there, though. I don't want to make it seem like my mom and I love each other so much. My sister and I love each other so much. My mom loves my sister and she loves my mom so much. It is all there. It is. Don't never question that for a second. So yeah,
I love that energy of let me just add this disclaimer in case my family checks this out.
Well, my mom does listen to these. Oh, she does.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hello.
I love you very much. And we all loved my dad very much, and he loved us very much. So
no, I didn't doubt that for a second because mine is kind of similar. I mean, my family is both tight knit and open and huge at the same time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, my mom, she's from Louisiana. My dad's from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom and dad, they broke up when I was pretty young. They got divorced. And then my dad remarried. My mom didn't. Mm-hmm. And so on my mom's side, it's very close because, you know, they're from the South, Louisiana. And so they, you know, even when they lived out here, so they, most of everyone except one of my aunts moved out to California when I was younger. And they always lived like just a couple of blocks from each other. And then when my grandma passed away after my granddad did, and they, like, my aunt decided to move back to Louisiana. So then it was kind of just my mom and my other aunt out here. It's always been the energy of, like, when we're all together and we come together, like, we're close, we're super tight and all this stuff. But, like, when we're separated, you know, it's fine. Like, my mom, she doesn't need me to call her constantly and all this stuff. When we catch up, we call. It's, like, really great. We catch up on everything. When
That's great.
See each other, we do. Yeah. But it's never, like, I would always feel guilty because, you know, I'd be around all the transplants and, like, the improv comedy community. And they would talk about how they call their parents every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, growing up out here, my mom's, like, down the street. And,
so you didn't,
like,
feel that same.
Yeah. That need. Mm-hmm. My dad on the other side, he is like all about, like, he, if I could call him every day, he would love it. I just picked up my mom's kind of affinity for the phone, which is not liking to be on it most of the time.
It's tough.
But he's so much closer. And I think what's so funny is looking at my mom's upbringing, you know, she grew up in the, you know, small part of Louisiana with a pretty tight-knit close family. And my dad, he's from like a polygamous family in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Like, my grandma was the youngest wife for my grandfather.
Okay.
So, like, going back, there's like a ton, like,
a lot of,
like,
family.
A lot of family. Wow. They're like, okay, this is your aunt. This is your aunt from your granddad's first wife. This is. And so it's so interesting that in the dynamic, like, my mom's side is the one that's like, oh, it's cool. But my dad is like always like trying to be in touch. And I always, you know, feel bad because I try and be in touch too. But also, I'm always doing a million and one.
Well, it's
things.
Hard. Yeah, you've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, too many, too many. But still not enough. You know, that's what it feels like. It always feels like too many, but not enough.
My day usually ends at like 10:30 at night, and I'm like, "Who is it okay to relax now? Like, have I done enough? Like,
And then that part of your brain is like, "No, you haven't. Keep going.
You must grind. You must hustle.
Grind or die. There is a lot of love there, and I try and meet everyone where they're at. That's kind of been my new vibe. You know, like, I'm, you know, divorced now, and kind of when you're, you know, I feel like you learn so much about yourself going through a breakup, but I think you learn even more when you go through a divorce because there's just so much. It just, you know, holds a little more weight because, like, you have to do so much paperwork to end things. And so really, like, you can't just disconnect. Yeah.
It's like
you really have to, like, sit there and be like, okay, is this something you really want to do? And these are all the things that are going to have to happen and, like, all this. And why are you doing this? And if you're doing this, what do you really want? What's the dynamic you want? Especially, you know, having a daughter, like, what's the home dynamic that you want to build? And that in turn has you reflect on your childhood and everything. Like, it's so funny. I've just been so introspective because of all of that.
Do you find that you reflect on it more because you're, you know, responsible for a human life?
In ways, like, my upbringing made it easier because it's so easy to put so much extra BS on your
relationship, not with your child, from just how you kind of brought up, mm-hmm. and you realize how much like nothing matters except that relationship, like you, and it's very unique to y'all, you know, like it's like there's so many ideas of what makes a perfect, you know, relationship or what makes a good parent. There's mm-hmm. so many of these exterior ideas, but really the number one thing you learn as a parent is no one knew what they're doing. No one. Sure. There isn't a rule book. Like you can buy these books by these doctors and, you know, psychologists, but in the end, like yeah. because you're raising a human who is an individual with their own identity, their own way of thinking,
sure.
you'll never have a manual that works.
And I think that's why, like, you know, short of somebody being outright like a terrible person, like
yeah.
it's important to forgive, you know, anything from oh, yeah. like with your parents or something like that, if you're able to, if
yeah.
you know, everyone's circumstances are different. But like, damn, I think about if I had a kid right now, I'd be like, where do I start? Like I'm responsible for this child's life, and I, you know, every experience is going to affect them somehow. Their brain mm-hmm. is picking up what is normal now, what yeah. is what is not. I feel like, oh,
oh man, yeah, it really
ready.
Does. Like you'll never be. That question yeah,
okay,
is going to be
interesting.
That question is never going to change
wow.
because it is because you no one's going to give you that answer. Mm-hmm. Like you, no matter even if you think like get to a point where you think you have the answers, the mm-hmm. moment you're holding that child, it changes.
Wow.
And but the one thing I think that's a constant that we do know about you know, kids is that, you know, you're the relationship with the parent of the opposite sex, if you if your child, you know, grows up to have a cishet, you know, relationship,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of going to influence them. So that okay. kind of is something that's always on my mind with how I interact with my daughter. Like I don't yell at her because I don't want her to ever think it's okay for men to yell at her. I
got
don't,
it wow
I don't,
perfect.
And then even outside of romantic relationships, if I give her a rule, I give her an explanation because I never want her to blindly follow rules.
Because I said so. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, there's nothing against our parents doing that, but I, seeing where we are now, mm-hmm. you know, as a country and just everything, I think it's very important to build that critical thinking aspect.
Yeah.
And,
very
and,
much so.
And because you have people who don't critical think, but they just feel it being wrong. So you have people pushing against, like, I feel like there's two sides to it. You have people who just blindly follow, and you have people who blindly go against things just because they know it's wrong, but you never have anyone, well, you do, but like you, the sweet spot is like knowing why. Mm. Like if you don't want to obey a rule, you should be able to say why.
Sure.
And that's kind of the child I'm trying to build.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But
that's
to
beautiful.
Answer the second half of this question, because I've droned on long enough, I think it was happier than most. I had a very understanding parents. Like if everyone's seen like the like cyber sex video and saw that, like when my parents, you know, had the FBI hand me the catch me having cyber sex, they were pretty understandable. They never, and I think that's why.
I'm actually not caught up to date on that one.
You'll know where to find it. You know, if you want to see the full explained version, type iffy FBI
cyber sex. You'll find a video me explain it. But for the gist, yeah, when I was like about 14, I went on a homework help site. It was a find your internet girlfriend or boyfriend thread. I found my internet girlfriend and we would have cyber sex every night. And then she disappeared one time. An FBI agent showed up at my door, said that the language I was using was advanced for my age, and he had to come and confirm that I was a child and not an adult. And all of the chat logs, he handed to my parents. They read the chat logs.
Oh, no.
And yeah. And like their kind of reaction to that was they kind of laughed at me. I was banned from the internet for a little bit. But at the end of the day, they didn't like make me feel weird about it. Like, you know.
Sure.
Both my parents have always been very open about, you know, sex and sexual things. And I think that's why it's so funny that I'm just also so open on the TL, because I feel like a lot of the, like, when you really like sit down and without going into detail and hearing all the weird things kids were doing because there was no sex ed and they were told to practice abstinence and all the other things, I was like, you should have just did it.
You should have just told them what the thing,
because they're doing way weirder stuff.
It is a bit of a compliment that they're like, we're going to look into you because you've got really good vocabulary. Oh, yeah.
That's exactly
what you're using some SAT words in that, and I'm going to make sure you're 14.
Yeah. Wow. I know. Yeah. Well,
all right.
See?
Yeah.
That's so that's why you know I'm a good writer.
I do.
The FBI had to confirm. It's like, he's talking like a man. He's talking like a man in these chats.
I have one for you two that I think would be really fun for the last one for you guys to do because we're running low on time. Okay. So for each of you, make three true we statements.
The we fit was...
For instance, we are both in this room feeling this, or we both do this, or we both do this. And this is going to be hard because you guys got to think about what you know about each other up to this point. But this is going to prove your friendships.
We both have strong principles, but are not afraid to challenge them or not afraid to confront it when challenged.
I agree. Big hard agree.
See, Kevin, you said this behind. This is the easiest thing I've ever fucking done.
Sorry. We both enjoy having fulfilling relationships with people that might warm our hearts.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
We both appreciate a good story and actually highly value a good story, especially when told through new and unconventional ways.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I highly agree. I'm going to take the easy freebie because we have to. And I think, you know, this is a known fact about us. We both appreciate engaging video games with deep lore that can help us escape the world.
I agree. That's more or less what I was sort of talking about with the engaging stories. Yeah, hell yeah. That's perfect. Because we were talking about Hades before this.
Yeah.
Hades is lit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. We both value making others happy and have probably had to learn to focus on ourselves a little bit more sometimes.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was solid. Okay. I mean, that was kind of the realm of what I was going to say, which is we both get genuine joy and fulfillment from making others laugh.
Iffy, what can I say? You've got the job.
Oh, well.
You're my new best friend.
We did it. I'll see you later, Shane. Pack up your bag.
Oh, I thought you called me Shane. I was like, No. Did you not know what this interview was?
No, I was talking to Shane to get him out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Also, let's hang out later.
Now, Damien, my final interjection for this one is, at the bottom of that list, there is a final thing you have to do.
All right, Iffy, this is where it's going to get dope.
Ooh.
And our podcast listeners, as opposed to watchers, are going to have just a grand old time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for them the most.
The final step of this is to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
Okay.
4 minutes is so much longer than you think.
And that's 4 minutes of silence.
Okay. Oh.
And I mean, I'm going to be here. So for our listeners, I'll give a little bit of like what's happening. I'm not going to give complete play-by-play. Are you guys ready? I've got 4 minutes set on the phone.
Okay.
So when you're ready, I will start it.
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
Look each other in the eyes, and here we go. 4 minutes. This is how you guys become friends starting now.
Okay.
Can we blink?
You may blink.
Okay.
Okay.
So right now they're both looking closely at each other's eyes. They're nodding their heads.
They're trying really hard, and they're doing so well. You can see, you can feel their souls connecting. There's an aura in the room. For the listeners, we are at 1 minute so far. Oh, if he has propped his hand on his chin. Damien just blinked for the first time. The silence is both deafening and permeating. And now for the listeners, we are just about halfway through this. You guys, this is beautiful. You can see their friendship just building off of this. Feel the presence. If he rubs his chin so deep in thought, Damien might actually be dead. It's hard to tell. And ladies and gentlemen, we have 1 minute left. One minute of pure friendship. Who will these two emerge as afterwards? Who will they become? Will they be stronger? Will they be friends? And here we go. We are approaching our 10-second mark. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The 4 minutes is up, you two.
Wow.
You're my best friend now.
Yeah, yeah, I feel it. I feel the energy.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if we transferred bodies after that.
But I'm here. You know what's funny is midway through your glasses, they're very like perfectly round. And I saw, and they've got like a strong outline. So with your eyeball like smack in the middle of it, I sort of just saw it as like a singular, like a beholder from like D&D. And it was just like, like in my mind. And also becoming friends.
Oh, yeah. I know. It was interesting. This is when I realized you can't look into both eyes at the same time.
That's true. And I didn't flick back and forth.
Yeah.
I didn't do the Sally Fields, like if you ever see her in a scene with a close-up, she's just like constantly flicking back and forth.
Look, I'm trying to see both of them.
No, can't do it. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. I think the Smosh audience knows a lot about me already. So I was more interested in getting to know you and learning about you. And I guess that's not so fair to you because I didn't,
No.
But I'm glad. glad that we got to focus on a lot of, because I learned a lot about you, and that felt really nice. And it's more than the like, so any siblings? It's like, how close and warm is your family? So I like that. It's not the first time I've done those questions before. And I dig it. I think it's a cool thing to do. If anyone's interested in looking those up, it's 36 questions to fall in love. Ooh. But I think it was great. How did you feel, Izzy?
Yeah, I felt good. I agree with you. It was, those are more rich questions than you would normally have with small talk.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to steal that for dating.
No, totally.
But I'm going to just sprinkle them in out of order so they can't, so they won't be on them.
Like, you should just lead with like, do you want to just like look at each other for like four minutes? Really know what we're getting into here?
Yeah, I just got to stare.
Just kind of stare at her. She's like texting her friend underneath. Like, please call me and say that it's an emergency and you have to go.
Hey, you're looking down at your phone and I'm to my eyes.
No, I'm not texting. Well, that was delightful, Ify. Yeah. Thanks for doing that. We do have one more question or one more segment, and that's called Shoot, Dude.
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 Okay, so we just played the jingle. So this is called Shoot, Dude, Ify. For those of you at home that don't know and you're new to this, well, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate you. So a Shoot, Dude is a moment where it's sort of like an, oh, man, like it's a cringe, like I can't believe that happened moment.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to read this out because they're submitted by viewers. And if you want to submit your own, it's shootdude@smosh.com. That's S-H-O-O-T-D-O-O-D at smosh.com. And I'm usually the curmudgeon. I'm usually like, this sounds like BS. You got this off of Wattpad. And you're like, no. Yeah. But let's see here. So this one comes to us from Crystal.
All right, Crystal. Let's see.
I tend to speak quickly when I'm excited and or busy, which means that I don't always get what I mean to say outright. A few years ago, I was working retail during the holiday season and was pretty busy at the register. I was checking out a couple who happened to be two women, and once the transaction was over, I meant to say, "Have a great day, guys," but it came out as, "Have a great gay." They just laughed and said, "We will." What do you think, Ify? Is that a Shoot, Dude moment?
I mean, I think you brightened up their day with that mistake. You
I kind of feel like that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that they were like, "We will," is just like, we see what happened.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that for me is a Shoot, Dude.
Yeah, that's not a Shoot, Dude. That's a, you brightened up their day, you know?
You did okay.
Yeah, you did okay.
Now, if your mindset is anything like mine, that's going to be the thing that like at 3:30 in the morning, you just sit bolt upright and you're like, "No, the thing I said in fourth grade." Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's, that happens all the time.
Oh yeah. I will be trying to go to sleep and think of the reason that it didn't work out between me and my high school girlfriend and things I could have done better.
Oh, like, man.
It's like, oh, shoot.
Yep.
I did mess
that's a
that
Shoot,
one up.
Dude.
It was my fault.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
Have you guys ever done that before? Like them, where you mix up your words and you say something that you completely didn't mean to say?
Totally.
All the time. I talk super fast. So like anytime, especially if I'm getting excited and the excitement rises. Mm-hmm. No. So I definitely can't relate.
I think my problem comes from not necessarily the thing happening, because we can all relate to that. That's happened. You should be like, "I'm so sorry. I meant to say this." Anyway, I'm the one that goes like, "I'm so sorry. I meant to say this." And not because it would have been weird if I said that, because, and it's not because you're like this. I meant, because it's, and I like overexplain it and then I pause too much. It just, that's the moment. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't have said "we will" if it was you. They'd be like, "Where's your manager?"
Yeah. Be like, "We will be talking to corporate about how to ruin your life." Ify, this has been lovely. If people are just like, "Man, I need some more Ify in my life," where on the gosh dang earth can they find you?
Oh, well, you could just go to Ify Wadiway on Twitter and Instagram. And some of you smoshers, is that what we'll call the audience? Smoshers, smoshites?
Is that canon?
Sure, why not?
Some of you smoshers have slid into my chat on Twitch, and
hey,
that's
awesome.
Ify. So come see. You know, yeah, we raised money this past week for the Bail Project. I was shooting for $5,000, unsure if I could do that, and we raised $12,000.
Good Lord, man. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Actually, $12,008.69.
Lol.
Because that's what Chet wanted.
Yeah, I remember I too did a charity for the Bail Project. Not recently. It was maybe a few months ago. And I got plenty of 420 donations and 16. $2.90.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, y'all are hilarious. Yeah, keep up the good work. Thank you.
There were people doing math to try and get the cents to line up, because at first, before we ended it, it was like at $11,969.69. But someone wanted to make it a clear cut, 12,000, did it. And then after the stream, someone went and added
69 cents. Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, thanks so much, Iffy. I appreciate your time. I feel like I legitimately feel closer to you now.
Yeah, I know, same.
And thanks so much, y'all. This has been a Smoshcast. Hey, you know, you can listen to us wherever you choose to listen to a podcast. But when you do, please rate us 5 stars. That would be very helpful. It helps us get the podcast out to others and have them see and enjoy this. Thanks so much for sticking around. And you have a good day. You sillies. Big old Smosh sillies.
Yeah, goodbye. Specifically to Shane.
Goodbye, Shane.
Out of Damien's life.
Hey, man, this has forever. Been fun. But you've been recast.
See ya.
Bye.
All Iffy reboot.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.